I raise my hand in the air and spin, round and round like the other humans. We're all spinning, spinning together. Isn't that lovely? Except they're laughing. They're loud, too loud. I don't like it. I press my hands to my ears. I need them to stop. I need Willow. A hand grabs my wrist. I jerk back. It's hard to focus. Harper stands in front of me. Her hair is tied into space buns again. I want to poke my finger through the middle of one, but I'm dimly aware that would be inappropriate. I settle for staring at her brand new nose ring instead. She waves a hand in front of my face. Are you okay? I am more than okay. I am delightful. I open my mouth to tell her and fail. My throat feels like I've swallowed sandpaper. It hurts. I still don't have my nuggets. The room tilts on its axis. Have you seen any chicken? No. She peers at me. Are you sure you're all right? Perfect, I say, wrapping an arm around her shoulders and leading her to the dance floor. Amelia and Henry are there too, and Henry is wearing the most spectacular pair of flared trousers I've ever seen. Silver and glittering, like a disco ball exploded near him. I press a kiss to his cheek, leaving an imprint of dark red down the corner of his mouth. In return, he hands me a glass full of pink wine.
I was told to give you this.
I can't grab it fast enough. The glass is cool against my fingers. I swirl the liquid round and round. I want it. I want it badly. Maybe just one sip. Seth won't find out. Except, I turn to find his eyes are on me. One leg crossed over his knee, his elbow leaning against the arm of the throne. The picture of relaxed. But I know him better than that. I know what it means when his eyes turn golden, like honey. That the flames are only a moment behind. And it's me making him angry. Because he thinks I'm going to do something stupid. To fail. I spill the contents on the floor. I don't want it.
It's a lie.